Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Ladies and gentlemen, oh yeah, come on down. We got a new podcast on Earwolf Town. Dr. Gaines Show, it's the cold radio favorite.
In every episode, we got host Joe Firestone and Manolo Moreno. They're playing listener-created games with comedian guests and listener call-ins. No one is ever the same.
Oh, guests like Chris Gethard.
Chris Gethard.
Sashir Zamata.
Sashir Zamata.
Tom Sharpling.
Tom Sharpling.
Aparna Nancherla.
Aparna Nancherla.
Boy, oh boy, those are the best. Those are the best lists of guests.
Do you want to be on the show? Submit your game show ideas to drgameshow.com.
Follow them on social media. You should have been doing it all along. Facebook, Twitter, you can play along live.
Check out new episodes, Dr. Game Show every Wednesday. Oh, can you listen? Can you listen to what your friends say? We are your friends. We're telling you to listen on Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or whatever makes you glisten like Earwolf.com. Improvised musical podcast.
Musical guest.
Horatio Sands.
Yep, Horatio's back as the musical guest.
All I've ever wanted.
That's Zach Greeno.
That's Jess McKenna.
That's Scott Passarella on the keys.
We got Brett the engineer. We got producer Dana. That's not all we got.
Guess what? We're joined by an incredible guest. We're so excited to have her. You know her from Playing House. You know her from the upcoming season 2 of Lady Dynamite on Netflix.
Give it up.
Please, ladies and gentlemen.
Just clap wherever you are,
but keep your hands on the wheel. Clap in your brain for
Lennon Parra. Oh, she flew in. She flew in from the window.
On my broom.
Wow.
Yes, I'm also a witch.
Good for you.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for trusting us enough to reveal that so quickly.
Yeah, I've never told anyone until now.
Oh, well, you picked a great day. Not Halloween, but released on Halloween.
Not Halloween, but releasing on Halloween. That's a weird like little mental gymnastics, because I'm not in the mood yet, but the listeners will be in the mood.
You got to get in the mood. I got a dish of candy corn in my house.
I have a big one, and I'm not a huge fan, so other people
Why
will
did
be.
You buy them?
Because we had a party, and my wife was like, now's the time to buy candy corn. Mm. I said, okay.
I made sugar cookies.
Ooh.
Slam that shit on the top. Delicious.
Yes. Yeah?
Delicious.
Does it melt or just push
it melts.
Into it?
Put it into a warm cook.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm into that as an ingredient. As an ingredient.
Sorry, just a big off mic sneeze. I tried so hard.
It's hard sitting next to a witch.
Are you allergic to witches?
No, I'm just allergic to broom dust. I'm pretty pro candy corn, and I tried the prank for years of biting off the white part and being like, "Mom, I lost a tooth."
It's too tiny.
But when I was a child,
you had teeny tiny teeth.
They're like child-sized teeth, aren't they?
No, they're smaller.
Yeah, they're tiny. Because the white part's even tinier.
Oh, my gosh.
Is the white part the middle or the bottom?
The top. Neither.
Got it. Nailed it.
Interesting. I would say the bottom.
Oh, I guess it is the bottom because it's like internal to the cob. It's the white.
Is it the biggest part of the triangle or the smallest part of the triangle?
Smallest part.
That's what I thought. We went on a real metaphysical quandary about what is the top of a candy corn just now.
Is the glass half full or is the glass a candy corn?
Because, you know, it's to emulate a kernel of corn, which
right.
That part would be the yellow part. And it's like you've plucked it out of the cob
correct.
Down to its white root.
Although I think it would be fair to say that neither of those can be described as the top because a corn grows vertically. So that would be
the inside or the outside.
If I was a listener right now, I'd be screaming, more!
Welcome to Corn more! Talk with Zach and Jess. We're going to talk about all corn!
We got an amazing guest. It's Lynn Barham.
Straight up corn, y'all.
Are you a big Halloween fan?
I do like Halloween.
Did you always like it?
Always.
Are you into spooky scary or like fun whimsy?
I was really into the idea that I could finally be me.
Oh.
Just like 100% or 1,000% weirdo.
Yeah.
Like, here is me, a mime/penguin. Here is me.
Whoa.
A dude carrying Carmen Miranda.
You're blowing my mind with these costumes right now.
And I would show up and I would have worked for weeks and everybody would be like, oh, God. Just over it. Nobody wanted it, but I was so proud. Let my freak flag fly.
And do you?
I was Elvis 1 year. You could look at my Elvis. Instagram and look at it and understand I did not look like a girl that would ever be a woman.
When were you Elvis?
Sixth grade.
I was Elvis in second grade.
Nice.
Yeah. It's one of my favorite Halloween costumes.
Mm-hmm. My mom sewed it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice. Do you have this idea for your children's Halloween costumes too?
I kind of let her lead.
Yeah.
It's sort of what, or now I have two of them, so I'm going to follow. This year, my daughter wants us to all be a family of vampires. So we're all vampires.
Vampire family.
That's very cool.
That's good.
We go now to a family of vampires sitting around a dinner table in a crypt.
Family, please give me your hands. It is time to say the vampire prayer. Blessed art thou, O dark and evil force that gives us the life of undeath, for providing this glorious bounty of blood to us.
Amen.
Amen.
Mother, father, please, I have had a very hard day with my studies today, and I wonder if you could be of some assistance.
Gladly, daughter.
Gladly, Vanessa. What was the subject of your study?
History.
History?
Yes.
I combed the tomes, and I saw no mention of good vampires throughout history. Nothing important that we have done. And it made me very sad to think, is that what I will be? Lost to the annals of history?
No, you see, daughter, history records us unfavorably because vampires have never written the history.
Oh.
You see, there have been many, many vampires who have done many, many good things. But do you read about it in the Fox News or the CNN or the NBC?
No.
Well, you know, there is no vampire publications. But if you want to be the kind of vampire who leaves a positive mark on history, then I think you should go out into the world and do it.
Are you saying I should be a vampire journalist? A vampire journalist? Am I getting your gist? I should be a vampire journalist.
A vampire journalist. A vampire journalist.
Oh, father, have I got the gist? I should be a vampire journalist.
Oh, oh, go out and write those stories. Be they exciting or mellow, you'll be red journalism, red like blood, just as long as it is in yellow journalism. And you will go out and get
your teeth in a story and then never let go, never let go, never let go. You'll be a
vampire journalist. Vampire journalist.
You will make it on the 30 under 300 list because you're a vampire journalist.
Vampire journalist. Oh yes, that is my dream. I will be the editor of a paper with a great noble team. We will go out in the world and find truth where it lies. And I will do it forevermore because I will never die.
Vampire journalist.
Let's eat this woman. I have brought in a woman. Put her on the table and we bite her.
Vampire journalist.
And your mother is also screaming with pride. Sing it, mama.
You make me so very proud. I don't know where to begin. Most of our life has been filled with evil and sin. But you're gonna go out and make me so proud. I'm finding the silver lining of this vampire cloud.
Oh, vampire journalist. Vampire journalist.
Getting every story that you can't miss. Oh,
vampire journalist.
And a two and a three.
Pass me the toll.
Here you go.
Mmm, delicious.
Whoa, a bunch of bats in the sky. Guys, look.
Whoa, a bunch of bats in the sky.
Oh, my God. How can it be?
It's probably because it's Halloween, or maybe it's just because bats come out at night, and we're not usually out at night looking at the sky.
That's true. I never look up at night.
Not me neither. I'm always just, like, looking at my knees in the bathtub.
Yeah, I'm always looking at my elbows in the closet.
This was the greatest idea that you ever had, Toby, to come out after dark on Halloween night.
Look at the sky. Hey, thanks, Carrie. Thanks, Carly.
I never looked up at the sky. I wish I had done it sooner. I was always way too afraid of what was going on with Jupiter. I was always too afraid of what the moon was thinking of me. Being a judgy, judgy moon in the night sky. But now I see nighttime isn't scary. Nighttime's pretty great. Nighttime isn't scary. And I can hardly wait to go out here. And it feels like the right time to stare at the sky in the nighttime. Crawling with me in the night in the field.
I was spending my nights working on reading and math. I was spending my nights staring at my knees in the bath. I was spending my nights eating tater tots. I was too afraid of the judgy thoughts that the moon's got. But now I see the moon and the stars. They're in the sky and they're way too far to concern themselves with what I'm doing. Hey, little bats, come here, shoo, shoo, shooing. Oh, looking at the night and I see it's great and I cannot wait.
Yeah, we'll be here till 9 'cause it feels like the best time is the nighttime.
You know what I was doing?
What were you doing?
Well, I never shared this with anybody but you guys. Usually I fall asleep while I'm watching television at about 7:15.
Yeah, me too.
And then I have parents that work at a diner, and so I just sleep on the couch all night and nobody checks on me. Nobody checks on me.
Nighttime isn't scary if you go outside. Nighttime isn't scary if you go outside. The moon doesn't know your secrets, you've got nothing to hide. Nighttime isn't scary if you go outside.
So Carrie, I'm sorry about your home life.
No, it's fine. I've never shared it with anybody, you know, because it is kind of negligent behavior, and I don't want my parents to get in trouble.
Sorry. It's just like while we were frolicking through this field. We wandered into the cemetery. And Carrie, you almost stepped into that open grave.
Whoa.
Whoa.
You think this is a newly dead person?
I don't know.
There's only two reasons a grave would be open. One, it's a newly dead person and they haven't put dirt on top of it yet.
Or two, it's a dead person come back to life to take somebody home with him.
Yeah. Or three, it's a medium.
I thought
medium.
You said there were only two
I
reasons.
I just thought of a third.
Oh.
There's a bunch of moles and they've been digging here and it's a medium dead person.
Okay, or four.
On each other's
four.
Shoulders.
A plane was flying.
Too many reasons.
A plane was flying, and then a piece of luggage fell, and the force was so great that it made, like a suitcase fell.
Or it's not a grave at all. It's just
this
a,
is a fifth
Yeah, it's just a square-shaped hole for some sort of refrigerator that you gotta store underground.
Here's what I've learned. Let's not start by saying how long a list is. Let's start by making a list.
That's a good point.
Oh, but either way, it's still pretty spooky. Ooh, I just got the chills.
Yeah. It's cold out here,
too.
Oh,
look at the grave. Here lies Nathaniel Penderbottom. Born 1693, died 1710.
So young.
Wonder what happened.
Oh, my gosh.
A wheat threshing? Some sort of a farm incident, probably.
Yeah.
There's only two ways he could have died. One, some sort of farm incident. Or two...
A disease.
Yeah, or...
Three, he drowned.
I'm going to say it again. We started again with a number and then we went past it.
Oh, you're
it's
right.
It's really upsetting.
Also, the number we keep picking is two.
Make a longer list, Toby.
I don't know. I don't like thinking of a world in which there's more than a binary decision that needs to be made. It's easier when it's yes or no, one or two. Anyway, what were you discovering?
There's a 17-year-old colonial ghost boy wondering where we stand. There's a 17-year-old colonial ghost boy, and I reach out and try to touch his hand, because for some reason I want his touch. I don't understand, but I think this is my first crush on a 17-year-old colonial ghost boy who's standing nearby. Shh, guys, don't tell anybody about my crush, okay?
Don't tell anybody about that ghost who's got his fingers pointed at your tits.
You can see me?
Nathaniel?
Yes, I'm Nathaniel Penderbottom.
Yes. How did you die?
What?
How did you die?
Well, it was a farm incident.
Oh, cool. We could have stopped at that one.
From a bunch of moles.
Oh, whoa. From the other list. Weird.
You got here real early. I mean, most Americans didn't get here until the 1700s.
Oh, I'm not an American at all. I'm British.
What?
Yes.
Oh, man, even hotter. Oh, Carrie, don't tell anyone, but I am getting an even bigger crush on this clone. Oh, my God. He's got a cute British accent. Look at his vest.
I don't get
None of the boys wear vests. Toby, you'd never wear a vest.
I would never. What's the point of a vest?
Toby, here's the thing you are, our best friend, but here's the thing you are not. A 17-year-old colonial ghost
message received
with a cute British accent. A 17-year-old colonial ghost boy, and I've got to be with him. He's heaven sent.
But what will your mother say? I've got a really deep voice when I sing.
Cool, Carrie.
I might be a child, but I got a deep voice. What will your father say when you say you wanna marry this ghost today?
Oh. I didn't realize you wanted to marry me now. Oh, what joy and death has brought. Oh, hurroo, hurrah. It brings such
someone at first sight. This day and age is norm.
It is if he's a 17-year-old colonial ghost boy.
That's what I am.
That's what he is.
And you're a 15-year-old girl who's experiencing her first bit of love's true joy.
If only I could touch you. That's what I'd like the most. But I can never touch you because I am a ghost, doomed to walk the earth until my unfinished business is finished. But I don't know what that business is. For a 17-year-old British kid, I'm just a 17-year-old colonial ghost boy in love with a flesh and blood girl.
A 17-year-old colonial ghost boy.
But hey, let's give it a whirl.
Carrie.
What?
Carrie, come here.
Yeah.
Come over here.
Where's that voice coming from?
It's coming from here. The bat.
Oh.
The bat in the tree.
The bat is talking.
The bat in the tree.
Oh, up there. Sorry, I wasn't looking up there.
Hello.
I never look up. I should have learned that lesson already. What's up?
Listen, I've been watching you and your friends as you have a romp through the night. And I think that you are the story to tell.
Excuse me?
Okay, yes. What's going on?
Toby, get the hell out of here.
Whoa, are you talking to a bat?
Back off!
Well, everyone's telling me to get lost. That girl, Carly, right, just went off with a ghost. You're talking to a bat. Who's going to talk to old Toby? I will get out of here.
You can talk to us. Toby, you can talk to us.
What?
A bunch of moles.
Bunch of moles.
What's up, Toby?
Hey, what's up, Toby?
Okay.
Whoop, hey, whoop, look. Oh, what?
Dive into the dirt.
Whoa.
Dive into the dirt.
Pop it back up. Hello.
You guys, I've been thinking about moles all day, every day.
Well, here we are. You know, when you think of Halloween night, you might think of ghosts, you might think of vampires,
I
bats,
don't.
But you might also think of moles.
Mole people are my people. My people that are not people, they're moles. It's only people that I wanna be with. I wanna go down with them, digging in holes. I tell ya, mole people are my people. Not so much people as much they are moles. I wanna dig, I wanna get in the dirt. I want them someone to hold.
We're a bunch of moles, that's true, that's what we are. We dig in holes from near and far. We stand each other on each other's shoulders, so you can dance with nine moles who look like a boulder.
Ooh, mole people are my people. With mole people, you have a hell of a time, tell ya. Mole people are my people. I can see my future in front of me, even though these moles are blind.
Maybe you can look for us, because we don't have great eyesight.
But you can't look for me.
No!
So I will show you all of the places that moles are stacked on other moles should be, because we're mole people. Mole people. Mole people, and I don't want to gloat. I'm gonna get you, mole people, a big old trench coat. And here's what we'll do, the plan I've thought it so far.
I like
we'll
it.
We'll sneak into some movies that are rated R.
Wow.
With these mole people, mole people, the people for me.
We're a bunch of moles and we're in a coat.
Woo!
Kerry. Now that your idiot friend is dancing with a mole boulder in a coat.
That was really intense, right?
Yes. Do not ignore the fact that you have this story to tell.
Ah. Who, me?
Yes, you.
Nah.
Yes, you, Carrie.
I just keep to myself,
Carrie,
you know?
Did you not see how the world shuddered when you sang with your deep voice? Have you ever thought that you might have powers?
What kind of powers? Like powers to make my parents leave me?
all alone all night long?
Powers that could bring them back. Powers that could slam doors, make objects fly. Carrie, see this tiny pebble next to your foot?
Oh, there's a whole bunch of tiny pebbles.
Pick a pebble.
Any pebble?
The pebble that you choose.
I picked that white pebble.
Okay, now think very hard about the pebble flying through the air.
Whoa!
I thought as much. See, I am a...
Could have been just wind.
No. Stop ignoring your greatness, Carrie. I am a journalist. I see the truth.
You see the truth?
I see the truth inside of you.
Oh, my God. I feel like you're going to sing a ballad.
Only if you want me to.
That's all I want. That's all I've ever wanted is for someone to sing a song all about me.
You are alone. So many nights feeling like you have no place to call your own. With a mom and a dad working hard to put a roof over your head.
It's true.
Poor little Carrie tucks herself into bed. But inside she has a power. Yes, inside she has a power. It's true. Yes, inside she has a power. For you to choose, Carrie.
Not just two?
Never two. You have many paths in front of you. Which one will you take?
Which one will she take? What will happen with the moles on the shoulders trying to get into an R movie? What will happen to the vampire journalist? What will happen to a girl's relationship with a 17-year-old colonial ghost boy? Find out when we return from the intermission of Front Page Booze.
Did you know that this audio content you're listening, you know, Off Book the Pod, is brought to you by some other audio content?
Like what?
Audible, bringing listeners the world's largest selection of audiobooks and original audio entertainment.
We love Audible. You were just talking about it. We were talking about that Harry Potter Audible.
Guys, I'm doing my fall annual tradition where I re-listen to 5, 6, 7 of the Harry Potter series, except for this year, I added book 4.
You crazy!
You know what's crazy is that we can... give out Grammys, not you and I, but, you know, humanity, can give out Grammys in the consideration of Best Spoken Word Album category.
Can and I also give out Grammys?
Yeah, but it won't be like part of the Grammys.
I'm giving you a Grammy.
Thanks. Hey, I'm giving you a Grammy.
Hey, thanks.
And
what's
I'm giving
mine for?
Your Grammy is for Best Song Written for a Movie That... A Movie, yeah. Best Song for a Movie.
What movie?
You wrote a song for the movie...
I feel like you're making stuff up. But
no,
why don't
no,
you
no.
give me a real Grammy?
The Grammy for the song you wrote for Geostorm.
Thank you.
What's my Grammy?
Your Grammy is for the song that you wrote for Happy Death Day.
It's so crazy that both of the movies we wrote songs for were like October releases.
Gotta get it out before Grammy season.
That's right. But you guys, amazing Audible performances can be awarded this Grammy, like Born a Crime by Trevor Noah, or like I Can't Make This Up by Kevin Hart, or The Handmaid's Tale, special edition by Margaret Atwood.
And all of them are great. And you should listen to all of them on audible.com because they got it and you want it. So come get it.
Yeah, I really, I think like Trevor Noah on Born a Crime, it's really amazing and it's him. And same with Kevin Hart. It's them.
You like them? You want them. Audible's got them. Come get them.
Handmaid's Tale, you binge that stuff? Binge the book, baby.
Binge it, baby. Get it. Audible. Get it.
Get it. Listen for a free 30-day trial. Go to audible.com/offbook. That's audible.com/offbook to start a 30-day trial for free.
We're giving it to you for no monies.
Get some Grammys. Get some awards at the 60th Grammy Awards, please.
God. Thank you.
Thank you. And thank now, you. Zach will sing his song from Geostorm.
Too much ice, too much rain, too much dust.
And I will sing
too much pain.
Happy Death Day to Boo. Oh my gosh, Zach. No, Zach, wake up. I think I heard a bump in the night. Zach, get out of the bunk beds we share.
Jessica can't hear Zach, and the reason she can't hear him is because he's sound asleep on a Lisa mattress.
Oh, no, but I'm pretty sure I heard a ghostie or a ghoulie.
He didn't hear a ghostie or a ghoulie because he's sleeping soundly on the best goddamn mattress in the world.
Okay, I'm going to go down this basement just because I think that's where the sound came from.
She's definitely going to die down there. But Zach won't because he's sleeping on 2 inches of Avena foam, 2 inches of memory foam, and a 6-inch dense core. Just foam on foam, you guys. And it's going to keep him alive.
Oh, no. The light won't work. Well, that's okay. I'll just light a single match and walk into this corner.
That corner is full of gas. That is going to blow up, and Jess is going to be dead. And then she'll be sleeping soundly. If only there were a way for her to sleep soundly while still be alive. And there... While still being alive, and there is, and it's Lisa. You know what? There she goes. That was it. She's dead now. Try a Lisa mattress in your own home for 100 nights risk-free with free shipping. Always.
Ooh, Zach, wake up. It's me as a ghost.
And now he's going to wake up because when a ghost taps you, you wake up. Hey, Jess.
It's me. I'm a ghost now.
Oh, no. Did you go downstairs and check out something creepy because you heard a noise because you weren't sleeping well on a Lisa mattress?
Yeah.
You idiot.
I know, but look, I can go through walls.
That's cool. But you know what's cooler? Getting $100 off when you go to leesa.com/offbook.
That's leesa.com/offbook.
Lisa, the preferred mattress of ghosts.
Welcome back. When we last left our three friends having their first nighttime stroll, Toby was friends with a bunch of moles, Carrie was aligning herself with a vampire journalist, and Carly was falling in love with Nathaniel Penderbottom, colonial ghost boy. Excuse me, are you 17? Otherwise, you can't get into this movie.
We sure are. Would I be this tall if I wasn't a 17-year-old man?
I guess not.
One ticket for blood all over the Slayers of Nashville, please.
Oh, okay, just one?
Why would I need more? Hold on a second. Do you guys want to see the movie too?
Yeah, but don't let on.
Okay, three tickets to blood all over the Slayer of Nashville, please.
All right, here you go. Enjoy the movie.
Thank you. They did not catch on. And now we all have tickets.
Oh, great.
Get one of those bottomless popcorn.
Okay, yeah, get it on. For us.
Okay. Excuse me, concessions man.
Oh, yes.
I would like a bottomless popcorn tub, if you please. S'il vous plaît, all right. As we adults
You want say. One of these giant drinks, too?
Yes, hold on. Let me check.
Yes, you guys all want any of these?
Yes. We would. We would like
Coke Zero,
if you have it, please.
Sorry. We don't have Coke products, only Pepsi products.
All right. Hold on a second. Guys, they don't have Coke.
Zero, miss. Walk away. Okay. Yeah.
Well, I see what you're saying. I need to make a stand. Sir, it is Coke Zero or nothing.
Wow.
Don't listen.
You're taking a real hard stand on this, brother.
Don't be a hero. Give me Coke Zero. Don't be a hero. I know that you've got it in the back.
So don't be a hero. Give me that Coke Zero. I don't want any of that Pepsi Max. I don't want a Fanta. I do not want a Fuse. I don't want Sierra Mist. That's not a drink I choose. I don't want a vitamin water. I don't want a Surge. There only is one soda drink on which with my money I'll splurge. Don't be a hero. Give me Coke Zero.
Oh, yeah.
Coca-Cola with all of the flavors of Coke, but none of the calories. Don't be a hero.
Oh, no, no.
Give me that Coke Zero. Give it to me and all my pals. You see, I mean just me. I'm a 17-year-old adult.
Listen to me as I stand here taking your credit card. I literally would give you Coke Zero if we had it in the bag. But we don't, but I have one can in my purse. I'm a man with a purse and I'll give it to you.
No judgment.
Cause I like your style.
Yes.
Want a half of a cup full.
Let me check.
You guys want ice or do you just want a half a cup full?
We want as much ice as you can get. Fill it up with as much ice. Fill it up with as much
Got
ice.
No more Mr. Nice. You better give me all your ice. Enough ice for multiple cups. Maybe fill up an unlimited popcorn. Says bucket with
this
ice.
This is unorthodox, but I've got a giant igloo cooler. You can fill it up with as much ice as you ever wanted in your life.
You were so nice to give me this ice. You were a hero to give me this Coke Zero. And I feel like us two adult men. This is the kind of interaction I don't want to have again and again.
And again and again.
So here's my credit card. It's definitely a credit card. And it is not a library card. It's a credit card.
Just as clearly a library card. But I told you that I like your style. I'm gonna swipe it through or put it in the chip and try to pull one over on my boss, cause I fucking hate this job and all I wanna do is quit. Gonna serve it to the mayor.
Yeah!
Watch me!
Oh! You didn't make it hard! You charged my library card! And you were super nice. You gave us an igloo cooler full of ice. You are a hero! You gave me Coke Zero! And now it's time for me to watch the film! Just me! I'm an adult!
Sweetie, I'm so sorry. I gotta get back to the diner. But if you want, there's a Stouffer's mac and cheese. You can... Oh, did you want to go trick-or-treating? Are you too old for that? Is this embarrassing? Hey, Doug, yeah. Is she too old to go trick-or-treating? Am I embarrassing her?
Dang nabbit, Sally. Is it Halloween?
Oh, shoot.
It's okay.
Did you want a cool costume? Did we blow it already?
No, darling. It's okay. I already sewed one. I sewed one myself last week.
Oh, well, let us say it real quick before we gotta go
I'm
to the
so
diner.
Sorry. I gotta go to the diner.
I'm Marie Curie.
Look at that.
That is an incredible costume, darling. You did Thanks. Such a good job.
We are
on
so
that.
Proud of you and your great choices of costumes abilities.
I would tell you more about how proud of you I'm, but I gotta be. I am running behind already.
Okay. We got to
Shelter
get to the diner.
It's important. Shelter's important and food is important, and I get it. And one day I'll get to know you, just not right now.
Now, listen, darling. I'm sorry. I couldn't give you more to support you in this life. We're not special people. We're just normal adults. There ain't nothing special about us. And all we want for you is a better life than the one that we have. And we're sorry we get to leave you alone all the time.
Just know we're working to give you, at least more than the two options we had, which was diner or no diner.
Those were the only options presented to us.
That makes sense to me. Just two options.
But we hope your list is longer, sweetheart. Enjoy the mac and cheese. I'm so sorry we can't eat it with you.
You know, I hope.
Don't cry, Dad.
I'm sorry.
It's all right, Doug.
Sally, hold me real quick. Oh, I'm going to breathe through it.
Can I be honest? Because I think these three-way hugs that last for hours are probably the weirdest part.
And it's also the reason why we're frequently late to the diner.
Yeah.
And why we feel like we're always skating on such thin ice. All right, let's just all hold hands in a circle instead. But fingers laced, I insist.
Palm to palm.
We're always between a rock and a hard place. Just two options, only two places to be. Always between a rock and a hard place. And my darling daughter, I hope you get option number three.
Yours and yours alone. A path that you can choose. A destiny all your own. Look at your life and make it finer. We hope you don't have to choose between no diner and a diner.
Hallelujah. Something much finer than having to spend the rest of your days choosing diner or no,
no diner.
Darling, we're running
go.
So
okay,
late. We
I'll
gotta
sing my
go.
Verse by myself.
All right,
all right, bye.
Bye. I've spent a lot of time all by myself. It's good to know how to be alone. I've got my thoughts. I don't need no one else. I can decide my fate. Which stone to turn? Where will I go?
Where will she go?
Which path will I choose?
Which path?
Only me. I ain't got nothing to lose.
Which
will I be a ship conductor?
A witch path?
Will I be a bat?
A witch path?
Will I work in a sound booth?
Which path?
Will I make wigs?
A witch
path?
Will I be a witch?
Witch.
I don't think that's right. What am I gonna do? Let me go out into the night and with my friends.
Hallelujah.
I'll just look up at the sky. Maybe the secrets are there. Looking up at the stars through my long bangs that are hair. What will I choose? What will I be? I don't want to serve fries. And I don't want to leave my family.
Hello down there.
Tweet, 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 tweet.
Hello, yes.
Twing, twing,
yes,
twinkle.
Left to the stars. Look, oh. Left to the stars.
Hi, where are the stars?
It's,
but look over at the... Oh, look.
Big old thing.
The moon.
I'm the moon.
Here he is. He's the moon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome.
Are you the hype girl of
yeah,
the moon?
Yep. The stars are just hype things for the moon.
Here.
Wow. Yeah, hey,
it's moon. Are you ready for some moon in your face? Check out moon.
Check out the moon.
What
never
up?
Never thought you cared about
what
us.
What up,
down
girl?
Here.
I'm the dang moon.
Dang. Hey, I'm just Carrie. Tonight's
just
been
Carrie.
A real magical night, I gotta tell you.
I just noticed your quandary down there, Carrie.
Yeah.
Seems like you're in a real tight spot. You used some dope help from your friend, the fly ass moon.
Bam, 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 moon in the house. Oh, yeah.
What
should I do, Moon?
Well? What up, girl? I'm the moon in the sky. Did you know that I shine so bright?
Yes, I do.
Let the cool dang moon up here, and I only come out at night.
Uh-oh.
You seem like your position is strange. You're in a little weird sitch.
Yeah.
But you got magical powers. I think you should be a witch. Be a witch, girl. You should wish right out. That's what the moon is all about. Cutting down on people, what to see. Granting people their destiny. I bring moon thoughts from the face. I'm the man in the moon, and I'm in your place. I'm like, hey, girl. Here's the sitch. You should definitely be a witch. Dance, stars.
Pop and lock.
I am a star from light years away. You can also not see me in the light of day. But here's a thing to make your brain implode. Thousands of years ago, I did explode.
She did.
But the light's still traveling to you because I'm from too far away.
Ah!
And I'm telling you, girl, you better listen up to what the moon has got to say.
That's true.
From your destiny, from your path, girl, you cannot hide. Listen to the big old moon in the sky. He can control the tides.
Oh, here comes the boom. Take it from the moon. Here comes the boom. Take it from the moon. Here comes the boom. Take it from the moon. Here comes the boom. Take it from the moon. Be a witch, girl. Be a witch, girl. Don't matter which witch, girl. You could be a witch in the world. You should be a witch, girl.
Yeah, girl. Here comes the moon. Here comes the moon with here comes the boom. But you could be a little witch. Flying across his face on a broom. Yo, here comes your broom.
Help!
That's a gift for me. Just like, you know how in Harry Potter you get a broom just when you need a broom?
Yeah.
That's based on real life.
Oh, I love that.
You get a broom when you need a broom. That's a moon broom.
Are you a Hufflepuff?
Hmm?
Huh?
The moon? Yeah, the moon is definitely a Hufflepuff.
Oh, cool.
He's so loyal and kind.
Hey, thanks. You guys are Hufflepuffs too. The whole night sky, except for the sun.
The sun? Well, our sun is a Gryffindor. Not all suns are Gryffindors.
Not all suns are Gryffindors. Mm. Comets? Slytherins.
Oh.
Yeah. So ambitious, but a little icy.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Anyway, go witch out!
Okay, bye.
Oh, Nathaniel, I just wish there was, like, some way we could, like, be together.
Well, my darling, in my time, sometimes when it wasn't proper to be together, you would do other things that didn't involve physical touch, but were lovely and romantic all the same.
Oh, you mean like we could have a correspondence, or we could go for walks, or you could have a lock of my hair?
Yes, I would really like a lock of your hair, darling.
Oh, Nathaniel, the problem with that is, you know, anyone can do that if there's like a light at the end of the tunnel, but who could do that forever?
Carly, I think we have forever.
Forever?
I mean, I did think of one way we could be together.
You talking about me dying?
Well, when you put it like that, it sounds weird. But think about it.
I'm thinking about it. It's just like, I don't know. I guess so.
You just have to die in a weird, horrible way. I mean, okay, so we have two options. One, I solve the thing that keeps me here on Earth, but then I'll disappear and I'll have to wait for you to die.
Two, I die. Three, we find some... Oh, see, there's always more than two. Why do people in this world keep starting two thing lists?
It's a holdover from my time. There were really only two options back then.
Oh, yeah? What were they?
Ye old food service place or not ye old food service place.
Sure, I get it. I just think we might have more options on the table.
I just... Think about killing yourself. Think about it for me. Don't be so selfish, hanging on to your humanity. Just think about it. Think about killing yourself. Let it roll around in your head. Is there really so much good about being alive? Maybe it's a lot more fun to be dead. By the way, it's not. It's really, really cold to be dead. It's cold and lonely. But you know, think about maybe being dead. That might be real, real great for me.
Oh, gosh. Wow, man, I
wish Carrie was here so I could be like, honestly, that was a really big turn off. Can I just turn my head and cough off? And we can pretend that conversation never really occurred. I'm afraid that that boy is insane. His things have gone wrong in his dead brain. And I was wrong to think that love was the most to be loved with a ghost.
I see that I've made a mistake. I'm sorry, let me try again.
Okay.
I'm just a man from the late 1600s who really wants to be your friend. So here is my new plan. I think you will like it, okay?
Okay.
You be my wife, and by wife I mean property, and stay inside the kitchen all day. That's what women of my time did. I treated them the way I wanted to. Everything was better in the 1600s. For everyone, it's true.
Wait a second. I think I'll risk forever being alone. Goodbye forever, Nathaniel. And what's this on your tombstone? He died from being the only boy that no one would dance with at a barn dance.
Well, that's almost true. No one would dance with me at the barn. So I curled up real tight, hugging myself with my arms in the middle of a field. And at night it was cold. And then I was eaten by a bunch of moles. And now I'm dead. But I seek revenge on the mole family that did eat me. So I guess I only have two chances. One is kill all the moles, and the other, get some dances.
Oh my gosh.
Those are the only two ways I will return to the world. Either I kill a bunch of moles.
Oh gosh.
Or I get a dance with you, perhaps, and then maybe you'll kill yourself for
me? No, I'm not going to kill myself for you. Gosh, I was so short-sighted to think that this would work. It's just like...
Listen to my accent.
I know, your accent's like so cute.
Isn't it manly and British?
Yeah, and you like wear a vest, which I don't think any boy in my time would like ever look so good in a vest. But that is not enough. I cannot build a life of love on those two things alone. And I think, unfortunately, that is how long that list is. Cute accent, looks good in a vest. I'm sorry.
Excuse me, little girl.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, it is I, a vampiress.
Oh, you're so beautiful.
You're in, I know...
Wow, wee! Did you do
this
that?
This is my husband. What?
Did you do contouring makeup or something?
No, that's just the skin on my face sunken in around my beautiful bone.
I'm telling you, you are so beautiful.
Oh my gosh!
I know.
It's not just me that thinks
new.
It.
You are very good looking too.
Oh, thank you.
That's how we lure.
Guys, you are astonishing.
Oh. Wondering if you would have seen a tiny beautiful bat flying around.
Sometimes she looks like a girl, sometimes a bat.
Yes,
well, I saw some bats, yeah.
Some bats? Is she running with the wrong crowd again?
Now listen, we have to trust her, darling. Ugh. If she has found some other bats, we have to
sometimes
trust that they are good bats.
I feel like we're in her life too much. Do you know what I mean?
I agree. I mean, I think the evidence that we have snuck out of the crypt to kind of secretly check up on her and see how she's
doing. I just want to know that she's safe.
She's our baby girl.
She's our baby girl. I don't want to leave her alone all night long.
I understand. Yeah, sure. That's just being good parents, you know.
Anyway, have you seen her?
Yeah, I saw a bat, but she flew off with my friend Carrie, I think.
Oh, do you know where they went?
Yeah, Carrie's house is the end of Meadowlark Lane.
Hmm. The end of Meadowlark Lane.
Sounds so pleasant. Thank you, sweet girl.
You're welcome. Yes,
the end of Meadowlark Lane. But where in the world is that? We're going to need more directions to find this person's home. We don't come out in the world so much. We usually stay all alone. So like, okay, we end at the end of Meadowlark Lane.
Is there some sort of a 7-Eleven?
Okay,
some sort
sure.
of a landmark you can give us?
You're gonna wanna leave on this road and make your first immediate left.
Okay.
Then keep on going 2 blocks. This is a good part, don't forget.
Okay.
You're gonna pass a tree that has a gnarled bunch of roots. Ooh. And
you're doing it right to boot. Then you'll go left on Main Street. You'll see a Starbucks and a 7-Eleven. Then right on Arbor Street, you're getting closer to heaven. Then another left, yes, it's getting dark. Two more rights and you are on Meadowlark.
Okay, but we can fly, so maybe we don't need to make lefts and rights.
I'm right. Sorry.
Maybe just we point just, in the direction.
You're gonna go up in the sky, so very, very high.
Okay.
Then here's the boom. You're gonna pass over the moon. Come right back down. Don't give me that sad frown. Well, you're gonna go exactly to 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock, that seems easy to me. Is going over the moon imperative to see? Or is that a thing that we can maybe skip? It would save us a lot of time. That's an interstellar trip.
Oh, yes, that's a good point. I'm sorry, I thought that I was dropping a hot joint. But you can miss that moon if you want. Yes, sorry, those directions I was trying to flaunt. So you'll just fly over here where I am showing my arm.
3 o'clock.
Sorry, you're gonna pass through my ghost boyfriend who died in a ball on a farm.
All right, thank
you. Sounds cool.
Mom, Dad, what are you doing here flying around me? I thought you told me I could have the night for myself.
Of course you can have the night for yourself. We just want to make sure you're not getting up to any trouble.
We want to see how's the story coming.
Oh, it's going very good. This girl, it took some pushing from a little nudge from the moon, but I think she is going to be a witch.
The moon is so judgy.
Well, he's
go on record and say the moon is kind of a piece of shit.
The moon's a big old dick.
Oh, yes.
Which is weird because you think of like, oh, all Hufflepuffs are nice. That statistically is impossible.
Right.
Some Hufflepuffs.
Some of them have big shoulders. They like to pretend they're great at Quidditch.
Yes.
Yes. I know, but look, I appreciate you coming out here because I've seen from the girl Carrie that sometimes, you know, I maybe take you for granted. Like, you do not have to choose between a place of food and a not place of food. You can choose me or not me, and it is really lovely that you choose me.
That is the nicest thing anyone has ever said to me.
I just want to cry.
Tears of blood.
Careful, mama, papa, please, please. No, careful. I just want to say I appreciate you. Hey, and that to me is a hot story. This just in, I love my parents.
And your parents love you?
Oh.
Very, very much, Vanessa.
Oh,
we are so proud of you.
I am so glad to have these parents who are mine. I love my parents, that is the headline. By a grateful daughter, that is the byline. I am so grateful to have the parents who are mine. I love my parents, that is the headline. A grateful daughter, that is the byline.
Hey, Moles. I know I haven't spent a lot of time with you.
That's okay.
But you make me feel brave and true. No one's ever treated me like you do. And can I just say?
Yeah?
I love you, Moles. This is the headline. I love you, Moles. And that is also the byline. I love you so much that I'll say it 2 times. I love you, Moles. It's the headline and the byline.
Hey, Nathaniel?
Yes? Do you have something to say to me?
Yes. I'm going to give you a dance. This is my one and final chance. Because I feel that you are meant to be free. But that's the end of you and me.
And I've learned one thing. Respecting your boundaries, that's what a king would do. And if you say it's just a dance, then it's just a dance.
We're better as friends. That is the headline. A girl who's still alive.
That is the byline.
We're better as friends.
That is the headline.
A girl who's still alive. That's the byline.
choosing myself. I'm putting my foot down, I'm walking in my own great ideas. This is what I need. I'm taking care of me, that is the headline. Not taking care of you, that is the byline. I'm taking care of me,
that is the headline.
Not taking care of you,
that is the byline.
Thank you for this dance. Now I can return to the other world whole, and my body and spirit will be complete just after I kill a whole bunch of moles.
Come on, Nathaniel.
Yes.
No.
You have to trust the man by his actions, not his words.
I'm not gonna do this.
Don't let me regret that this was how I helped you. Let these moles be free.
If you think you're gonna defeat us, you've got another thing coming. Because we are moles, and together we are stronger than we are apart.
Yeah.
Try it. Just try it.
We're just back from the movies, and we learned a whole bunch of gory combat from...
tiny stabs in your ankle.
Yeah, and... tiny
stabs in your shoulder.
Yeah, and...
turning your nipples around.
Yeah. And...
pulling out your stomach hairs.
Again, tiny stabs in your ankle. I'm a ghost! What's happening?
Oh, he turned into a bunch of pigeons.
Yeah, I guess that just because a dude tells you he's changed, I mean, that's a good start, but...
he has to follow through.
You gotta follow through with your actions. Talk is cheap!
Yes, that's right. Oh. Oh, Carrie, welcome back, girl.
Hey, guys.
Whoa, you look different, like...
like I'm a witch?
Yeah.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, I guess I never knew.
Cool.
But this whole time I've been a witch, and I'm going to say yes to that, and I'm going to do what I need to do to be happy.
Yeah.
Guys, that's great. We have a problem.
What?
So that ghost came out of this open grave, right?
Yeah.
There's a huge amount of dirt here, and if we don't fill it back up, he's just going to come out again. But there's only a couple of us, and we're just weak, tiny children. Who's going to lift all this dirt back into the grave?
Never fear. Because you have a bunch of tiny heroes who are hopped up on Coke Zero.
Yeah,
pushing the dirt.
Okay, I see what you're
pushing
saying.
Pushing it around, but we make a bigger mound. Is this what you meant?
No, you made a bigger mound. This is my worry. My worry is let it sink in. Moles are really good when it have to dig. But this is something else. This is really tragic. To move this much dirt would take some kind of magic.
Magic broom?
Sure. Or, yeah.
The moon threw a giant broom. Hit me in the face.
Yeah, girls, use that broom.
Bam, bam, bam.
Okay.
Here comes the boom. Use that broom.
Whoa. Carrie, it's amazing.
Who thought that this is how it would end? That my biggest learning curve would be to use a broom in a way that it was intended to be used.
But also it's magic.
Not really magic.
It seems like it might be magic.
I can move it with my power.
Wow, it's magic.
I'll use this broom though. That seems better.
Oh man, this is a story that I think no one would believe if they heard about what happened between us three.
Don't worry, children, no more. This tale was not three, it was four.
Covenant.
I will tell your story. Your friendship has front page glory.
I'm so proud of you.
Oh, I'm
thank
so
you,
proud
my
of
mom.
You, too.
I'm so proud of you.
Hey, Carrie, we're on our quick lunch break, and we're so proud of you.
Oh, Mom and Dad.
We're so proud. A witch in our family.
We love it.
Yeah.
Hey, Moon, I know that you're judgy, but I'm proud of you.
Hey, thanks so much.
Stars?
Yeah. God, you know what? I'm proud of you guys. You're the best dang hype man any moon could ever need.
Huh.
Yeah. if you heard the news. Have you heard the news? All of you just made the front page, I assume. Vanessa, what's your story about?
Have you heard the news? Have you heard the news? Which or not, you have the choice. Yeah, you have got to choose.
Hey, don't forget about me. I'm the one who gave you Coke Zero, and I quit my asshole job.
Yeah!
I'm gonna be a quilter. That's what I always dreamed of being. So put that in your story.
Okay, I will edit. It will be an addendum. This is a very long story. It has no end. And
if we've learned some things from Carly and Carrie and Todd, sometimes news can be scary. So let's not call it front page news. We'll call it front page biz.
More seconds than one. Probably two. I don't know. It'll be a long second.
First, we have to go to some sponsorship, one of which is Coke Zero. Coke Zero.
Not be a hero.
Be a hero. Not some Fanta bullshit. Get into it. Fuck Pepsi. Coke Zero. Jess, what's going on?
Oh, I was just thinking about a wedding, but like not a partial wedding. Not a half wedding.
A three-quarters wedding.
No.
A five-eighths wedding.
No.
Two weddings.
No. A complete wedding.
Oh, that's better.
Yeah. Did you know that Amanda Lund's hilarious podcast miniseries is back for another season on Stitcher Premium?
I didn't, but now you told me, so now I do.
Yeah, her character, Mabel May, wants to plan your dang wedding.
Man, that would have been so useful. You and I have both gotten married, and I had to plan it. With, not by myself, but with also my wife, but it was hard.
Yeah, I would have liked this when I was doing that because it would have been more helpful than looking at Pinterest boards.
Pinterest boards are a hellhole that suck out your time and show you things that you'll never have.
Yeah, why do I need all this things to do with barn wood?
You don't even have any barn wood.
I don't have any barn
There's
wood.
No barns anymore.
Oh my gosh.
Animals come from cloning and cells. There's no barns.
They don't even have barns, and yet every wedding's in a barn.
Yeah.
My wedding was kind of by a barn. Okay. It was a stone house, but it had a similar feel. But I said, no mason jars! Okay. Through the six episodes of The Complete Wedding, Maribel takes you through everything you need to know to have a successful wedding, from meeting a man to the wedding night.
But that's everything.
Yeah. Wait, that's everything in six episodes? That's pretty jack-a-block.
That is pretty chock-a-block, Jessica.
Thanks.
That's your, I forgot about your catchphrase.
Hey, it's me, Jessica Chock-a-Block McKenna. Guess popping up this season like popping a champagne bottle at a wedding.
Hey, we did that.
Yeah.
I don't think we did that, actually.
I think I did that.
I don't think I drank champagne. I drank beer at my wedding.
Cool. I drank beer at your wedding.
Yes, you did. Oh, did you ever?
Oh, mercy. Okay, guys. We should just tell anecdotes about our weddings in a different time in a spin-off podcast called Stories from Our Weddings. But this is The Complete Wedding. Okay, this is Complete Wedding.
Guest chock-a-block popping off like
Maria Blasucci.
Mark McConville.
Matt Gorley.
And a person no one has ever heard of, Paul F. Tompkins. Who is that guy?
I don't know, but there's so many more.
Okay, good, because if it was just him, I'd be like, who's this nobody on a podcast?
Let Maribel May plan the best day of your whole life. Binge The Complete Wedding on Stitcher Premium. Go to stitcherpremium.com/complete and use code OFFBOOK for a free month of Stitcher Premium.
You got your free month. Get it, all of it. Chock-a-block.
Chock-a-block of Stitcher content, including this awesome mini-series Complete Wedding. Okay, so anyway, at Zach's wedding, I had too many margaritas.
Or did you have just enough margaritas?
I had just enough margaritas. Here's the thing. Welcome back. Oh my gosh, Lennon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Oh
that was my first time ever doing musical improv.
Whoa, are you for real?
And I was very nervous.
You were so great.
That was incredible.
But I like to sing.
Yeah,
I like to sing with friends.
It shows.
Boy. I like to make up songs.
You came into that first song
with
such a great harmony. I was like, surely she's done this before.
Tight harms.
Thanks, guys. Harms. That's what I needed to hear.
My gosh. No, those were not simple thirds.
No,
those are tight.
Those are tight. Some of them might have been a third. Most harmonies have either a major or minor third in there somewhere, but not a simple one.
Yeah.
A stylish one. It was great. You're great. Thank you so much for being
here. Thanks for
having me. We want to close it out. We just did a very Halloween story, obviously, but we wanted to close it out by giving a little homage to our favorite song of the times. A little, a monster mash, and maybe just like a monster mash that isn't the monster mash that exists.
Yeah. Did you ever have like a favorite mythical monster creature growing up?
I watched The Howling very young.
About where?
Inappropriate. About werewolves, yeah, but it's very sexual.
Okay,
werewolf.
Great.
Great, we'll do a sexual werewolf song.
To my knees and claws. Dance a little closer, give me no pause. Dance a little closer, girl, let me feel your hair. And get ready for a scare.
Ah-ooh, sexy, sexy werewolf.
Ah-ooh, sexy, sexy werewolf.
Hey, little girl, won't you walk on by? Here's a thing about me. Once a month when the moon's just right, it gets a little kinky. I'm normally a normal man with a normal amount of hair. But once a month at a full moon, it's all over there and it's sexy out. Ooh.
You know what you make me want to do? You make me want to transform.
Want to transform.
You make me, my nose want to grow. And my fingers get real long, girl.
Real long.
You better back up, because my chest is getting big. And something else is too. Oh, no.
I was talking about my feet.
I was talking about my feet, girl.
Big feet, small, small dog penis.
Sexy, sexy werewolf.
Goes inside me most of the time like a dog's owl.
Sexy, sexy werewolf. Coming for you when the moon is full.
Woo!
Yay! Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Scott Passarella on the keys. Lennon, where can the good people find you?
You know what? You can find me right here in Earwolf.
Whoa.
Find her here.
Where?
Womp It Up is the name of the podcast.
It's back!
Yes,
we're coming back.
Womp It Up.
The date will be announced very shortly, but you can listen to the first 20 episodes. Or you can watch my TV show, Playing House, wherever you can find it.
Whoa.
And you
and
should.
And also Lady Dynamite will be coming out in November.
Double whoa.
On Netflix.
Such great places to find Lennon.
Find it.
Find her, please. Guys, thank you so much for continuing to listen. We love you so much. We want to give a shout out to the Facebook group of off-book fans, the Sleepy Babies. Thank you for your sweet love and support.
If you're looking for a community to kind of nerd out about off-book or look at some of the incredible, incredible fan art that's been done or to watch some behind-the-scenes videos that got recorded and then saved for posterity, even though they were recorded for Instagram where things are supposed to disappear. It is there permanently due to magic. Go check it out. Just search off book.
Yeah.
You'll find it.
You'll find it on Facebook. Thank you, guys. We love those sleepy babies. Thank you to everyone here at Earwolf. Please continue to like, rate, subscribe, Apple Podcasts, everywhere you get your podcasts. And hey, trick or treat, babies.
Happy Halloween, babies. If you see a werewolf and you're into it,
kiss him.
Kiss him.
Remember when Lennon was like a witch?
Yeah, because it's Halloween and it's a spooky holiday. Time to be a spooky witch.
Well, that was a fun episode and it was brought to you by Podswag.
Podswag, thanks for bringing us the episode, you guys.
Hey,
that's cool of you.
You're listening to this on Halloween, which is a holiday, but what about those other holidays that are coming up?
Yeah, ding dong. Who am I? I'm Hanukkah and Christmas and others, and we're all right around the corner.
That's right. And you know what? If you have a hard time deciding what to get your loved ones,
what do I get them for a Thanksgiving gift?
A Podswag gift card.
To put under the cornucopia tree.
Podswag gift card.
Okay, well, how is that great?
Well, because it's the perfect thing for any podcast lovers in your life. You know, then you don't have to worry about like what size do they wear? Do they want stickers or pins? Give them a gift card and let them decide their own dang selves.
Let them choose. Who are you to get a gift for someone and tell them what they want?
Give them a gift card and let them do a little shop a droppin'.
Yeah. Oh, hey, is that your new? I forgot about your catchphrase, Jessica. Shop a drop McKenna.
Yeah. Okay, so for the entire month of November, you get 20% off your gift card purchase when you go to podswag.com and use the code
GIFTCARD20
at checkout. That's podswag.com, offer code GIFTCARD20 for 20% off your purchase of a gift card. You understand what this means, right?
Yeah.
Like, you could give a $20 gift card, but you only have to pay $15 for it. That's money on money on money. That is chock-a-block, shop-a-drop.
That's chock-a-block, shop-a-drop. Never stop. 20 is numbers, by the way. It's not spelled out.
Yes.
They make us spell everything, but not the time I think it would be applicable to know.
20.
20.
Gift card 20.
Bye. Ooh, ghosts.
Ghosts.
Kick down the door and make your mark at Earwolf, Joe.
Hey, we got a new podcast coming to Earwolf. It's called Dr. Game Show. It's a podcast where we play games submitted by listeners regardless of quality or content. We play them with in-studio comedian guests and people that call from all over America.
Mom, I'm on Dr. Game Show. Don't talk to me.
Oh, yeah. Mom will know what that sentence means.
Bing bong.
Oh, my God. You are a lazy egg yolk.
Okay, weird.
I found a human finger in the woods.
Oh, my God.
The little anxiety in the room right now. I could feel it.
What's going on? It's Meow O'Clock. It's your boy, Professor Meow Makes in the Half.
That's going to be a hit single.
I'm hosting it. My name is Joe Firestone, and this is Manolo Moreno.
That makes sounds.
When they go Manolo, we go Mano High.
Check it out for family fun. Coming to Earwolf October
25th.
Great. It really went off the rails, but in a way that I think can work. Like and subscribe.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.